hello. It's Neil Humphrey here, the Brand Gladiator, and welcome to a new episode of the Brand New Show. Let's talk about coffee. Well, I mean, it's just coincidence this time, this episode, that we're talking about coffee, and the last time I talked about cars, there isn't a trend or a theme. But it just so happens that I've been thinking a lot about coffee. I'm on to my second cup of coffee this morning. But it's interesting because I had a conversation with somebody about a way of defining what branding was. And that basically said, well, what's a brand? And I said, well, if you're looking for a cup of coffee, would you walk past one coffee shop to go to another coffee shop? I mean, in that instance, I used the word Starbucks. Would you walk past your local coffee shop to go to Starbucks because you're brand loyal? Now, traditionally, the British people, because I'm calling from Britain, obviously on a global context, but certainly the British people have been renowned as a nation of tea drinkers. But I'll tell you something. Since I'd probably say the mid-80s, all of a sudden we became coffee drinkers. I run a course, a university course on advertising and branding in particular. And I cite this example of the Gold Blend couple. It's this great campaign from the 80s and 90s that if you were around in the UK at that time, you will remember it. But this astonishing fact that in 1992, on the 7th of December, 30 million people tuned in to watch an advert. 30 million people tuned in to watch an advert. Not the programme that it was interrupting, but they tuned in to see this advert. And it was the culmination of the love story of the Gold Blend couple. And Tony and Sharon. Tony told Sharon that, I love you. Well, it's this fantastic culmination of this this advertising campaign that had been running over several years. But that advertising campaign, if anything, it showed that there was a kind of a sea change towards premium coffee. I mean, in that instance, it's instant coffee. And personally, I've moved on from that. And I think, you know, we have moved on. It's much more about kind of the premium quality of the kind of barista feel or the barista quality of a cup of coffee that you get at home. And so, I mean, personally, I don't like instant coffee, but we are really turning into a nation of coffee drinkers. And coffee shops are popping up left, right and centre, aren't they? Obviously, there is the ubiquitous Starbucks, it would seem. But actually, sort of like for like in terms of awareness, we have coffee, Costa Coffee. Costa Coffee is a UK company, so it's like about 1,500 coffee shops across the UK. And certainly within the UK, we have, a big three. I think it's we've got Costa and Starbucks and Cafe Nero. And so we've got a great choice, and we want to go out and get our caffeine hit. But I think it's a great example of an industry that is so heavily reliant on brand loyalty, because at the end of the day, they want us to go in there and pay our hard-earned for their, what some might consider to be, vastly overpriced cups of coffee. But we love coffee, and we will continue to do so, and it will continue to seemingly to grow unabated to the extent that actually it comes into our own house. I'm going to tell you in a little while, tell you a little bit of story about what I've got at home. But first, let's have a look at this whole kind of coffee shop culture that's grown up. So I was reading an article recently, and it cited that 43% of consumers questioned will actually just go to the coffee shop that's closest. Nearly half of consumers will go to the coffee shop that's closest. And the remaining, percentage of them, 32%, will actually go to a particular branded coffee shop. And so if you sort of think about your own buying behaviour, would you walk past a coffee at a Costa coffee shop to go to a Nero's? Would you walk past the Nero's to go to a Starbucks? Or would you walk past the Starbucks to go to your own local independent coffee shop? We've got a bit of choice, and that's the thing that consumers start getting at. We, as consumers, we get a little bit kind of like flustered when we have too much choice. And so the coffee companies, the brands, are doing their utmost to get us to stay loyal to them. And so effectively what that does, it kind of, it diminishes the amount of choice we're faced with. Because the thing is, at the end of the day, as it grows in kind of popularity, and it continues to grow in popularity, coffee shops keep springing up to satisfy that demand, and everybody's selling coffee. Anybody shop at Waitrose? Well, that's one of my parents always telling me that, oh, we went to Waitrose, we claimed our free cup of coffee. And you get the Waitrose stall. For those who are not familiar with Waitrose, it's a high-end UK grocery chain. And basically what they're offering is with their shop loyalty card is that once you've done your shopping, you can claim your free cup of coffee. And it's not just any coffee, mine, it's proper quality coffee. And you'll find that pretty much every town centre up and down the land has an option for premium coffee. In fact, you very rarely find those machines that are just serving instant coffee nowadays. It's all that kind of hissing and clunking and making of the coffee fresh and available right now. So, if third of us are brand loyal, the rest of us, they're kind of like clamouring for our attention. And so what are the things that make people loyal to these particular brands? So, as I said, most people buy their coffee on the go. The majority of people buy the coffee on the go. And you get into that kind of stage where you kind of get into that kind of daily fix. And you want to get in there, get your coffee, and get out again. And the coffee brands, the big coffee brands, are really constantly developing new and innovative ways of getting us, getting our coffee fixed quickly and taking our money from us. And, you know, as technology has evolved, there are more and more interesting ways in which we can access it. A particularly interesting example, I think, is the way that Costa bought up I believe it's Coffee Nation vending machines. So the notion of a coffee vending machine is nothing new. Vending machines for coffee have been around since as long as I can remember, you know, in hospital waiting rooms, in office blocks, you know, and they hiss and clunk and whir and chuck out a little plastic cup full of what I assume is coffee, but usually tastes like ground dirt. But it's always instant coffee. It's the kind of granulated, freeze-dried, whatever, with powdered milk and stuff. But this chain of machines started popping up in garages and other kind of convenience locations. And what Costa did was they bought up this company and branded these machines so that effectively what you were able to do was to get that same kind of branded coffee shop experience, but in a garage, self-service, no need to be messing around, queuing up for people. You just go to the machine, press a few buttons, and Bob's your uncle. You've got a fresh, not instant, mind you, cup of coffee instantly made from beans with actual hot milk and whatever you like it. So what that meant, it kind of expanded and extended the coffee shop brand that you're familiar with and that you might be loyal to into a different context. And now we're finding is that they expand it further into our homes with the growing premium coffee dispenser market, if that's a real thing, I don't know. But you can get a Tassimo machine and fill it with pods of Costa coffee. And so it's interesting because what that means is that there's a recognition issue there, because you could just buy any other coffee brand, but you make that association between Costa and the quality of the coffee that you're drinking in your coffee machine. This notion of recognition and loyalty. Me, myself, I'm a Nespresso boy. I become a bit of a purist, I suppose, when it comes to a cup of coffee. So if somebody offers me a coffee and I go, it used to be kind of like instant versus filter coffee, but I used to have a cafetiere in my office, and there's a complete faff of having to clear out the grounds. And I love the simplicity and the cleanliness of having that machine that just kind of takes the little kind of foil-covered capsule and pops it in. And ironically, we're prepared to pay more for the privilege. You know, I mean, I think that the Nespresso pods, I think they cost about 30p each. And so if you compare that against a jar of instant coffee, even the kind of premium brands of coffee, we get a great deal more coffee for your money. And then obviously if you go further down the line to the really, really cheap stuff that my dad happens to like, you could probably get a year's supply of coffee for 30p. But hey, that's the thing. With a lot of industries, a lot of marketplaces, yes, you can get it cheap, but people are prepared to pay for quality. I mean, that's the thing. If you go into Starbucks, people can pay several pounds. I mean, I kind of balk when it gets to the kind of £3-4 mark, but at the end of the day, people are paying this much money for a cup of coffee, and it's a regular purchase. So you want to kind of make sure it's a good thing. So, looking at the coffee shops, and what is it that gets people to walk past one shop to go to another one? Again, some kind of like little figures that are being passed around in this report that I've been looking at, that most people go to coffee shops in the moment. So they're maybe going from one place to another. Great example, if you're at the station, you're traveling, you want a cup of coffee, but you haven't got time to sit down and have one. And so the kind of innovations that they're constantly bringing in to kind of keep it current and keep people interested, we've got things like express tills and express coffee shops that aren't really cafes. They're just a place where you can go in, get your coffee and get out. And it's interesting to see that customers are becoming more brand loyal. They don't just want a cup of coffee. They want a Starbucks. They want a Cafe Nero. They want a Costa coffee. I mean, I have a friend who is fiercely brand loyal to Pret a Manger. They said that this is my absolute favourite cup of coffee. I will walk past all the big chains to go to Pret. I remember I used to go to Starbucks. It was one very near to where I worked, and I occasionally kind of get a cappuccino, and it really used to irk me that their cappuccino was served in a really quite a tall mug, but actually there was a tiny, tiny little bit of coffee at the bottom, a little bit of milk, and it was all just foam. And I was like, what on earth? You're giving me this massive mug, and it's all just air. I'd like, kind of fight my way through the foam. I get this tiny little cup at the bottom. That was a time. That's why I started drinking filter coffee. So you get a lot more coffee for your money. But now the kind of my tastes kind of changed to actually the much smaller coffees, the more intense coffee with a bit of hot milk. I think they call them macchiatos, but it kind of a bit less messing around. And depending on at what point during the day you encounter me, I might be a little bit jittery from, and I get away with drinking too much coffee, start getting really animated and talking really quickly. but, you know, hey, enough of my addictions. Let's talk about brand loyalty and brand recognition. You see, Costa Coffee is, as I say, it's a UK company, and Starbucks is a global concern, but in the UK in particular, 80% of consumers asked cited Costa as the first branded coffee shop they could think of. 80%, that's pretty much everybody could actually say, right, Costa. Name a coffee shop, Costa Coffee. It's a bit like Family Fortunes. It was like, we asked 100 people, can you tell me what coffee shop they said they recognised? He said Costa Coffee. But, you know, I mean, obviously quite a large percentage of people also would be able to say Starbucks, you know, because 76%, I think. But actually, how's 80% and 76%? That's not 100, is it? Maybe it's different people. So it's like they say Costa first and then Starbucks. I don't know. Ah, that's the thing about statistics. They can be a bit misleading, can't they? But anyway, the point is that there's a lot of brand recognition for Costa because they are seemingly ubiquitous. We see it in the high street. We see it in the filling stations. We see it in motorway services. We see them in shops, in convenience shops. We see them in pubs and restaurants and cafes. And at the end of the day, it is just the name, the recognisable colour and the typeface becomes seemingly kind of everywhere we look. But it's got to be backed up by something. It's not just enough to be aware of it. And there was a story in the news not that long ago about Starbucks not paying their taxes. And I think that that kind of thing has a real impact on the way in which people perceive the brand, because we are kind of like a very fickle bunch, us consumers. And so it's interesting to see kind of what are the things that people appreciate and value in terms of what makes them loyal to a brand. You can call it kind of added extras, because at the end of the day, if the coffee is awful, it doesn't matter if you're incredibly good at serving it. People probably won't come along to buy your coffee. But if the coffee is brilliant and the service is a little bit kind of leaves a little bit to be desired, then people are still going to forgive you for that if you make amazing coffee. So what are the things that the added extras that coffee drinkers really like? According to a study, loyalty cards come out top. 46% of coffee drinkers have described them as either very or extremely important to them in this study. And loyalty cards are a really good thing, I think. And more businesses should be using them, especially smaller local businesses, because it is a very simple way of ensuring people come back to you. And it really does need to be something that works in the customer's interests, and it's a simple thing to use as well. Loyalty cards have been around for a while. I mean, especially with store cards, store loyalty cards. So things like, for example, Tesco's club cards and Nectar points. And as a marketer, you get a little bit suspicious of these things because they are really, in the first instance, they're marketing and data gathering devices. You know, it's that kind of thing that I used to go to Tesco's because there was one near to the office where I worked, and I used to pick up lunch for my two colleagues, and I used to buy a copy of The Sun and a copy of the Daily Mail. I'd buy a prawn sandwich and a chicken sandwich and then whatever I was having. But what I didn't do was actually didn't have a loyalty card, and I didn't scan it, because the thing is that goodness knows what picture of me that Tesco's other shops are available. But in this case, it was Tesco. What Tesco's would make of me as a consumer by what I'm actually presenting and purchasing on a regular basis. But, you know, there we have it. It's this thing about having a loyalty card, keeping it simple and straightforward. You know, I'm quite loyal to Nero's when I remember that I have a very simple stamp card. So every time I go, I get a stamp, and I think it's after 9 stamps, I get a brand spanking new coffee for free, and I'm allowed to choose whatever I want to from the menu. And that's such a genius thing, because you don't want to be kind of like swinging and sort of saying, oh, you can only have one very simple coffee. You get to choose whatever you want. And so that's my opportunity to splash out and have a mocha, frappa, chappa, lappuccino with caramel and whatever. And I mean, admittedly, the last time I did that, I could barely drink it because it was actually quite disgusting. I just wanted a normal coffee. But that thing, you really want to kind of feel like you're getting one back and saying, right, you know, you've had all this money from me. I'm going to take something back from you. But at the end of the day, it's no skin off their nose, you know, because somebody's going to buy it along the lines. And so the thing is, at the end of the day, you are loyal to them. You keep coming back. And it is that point about what are the things that get you walking past one shop to go to another. And that is a great example, I believe, of kind of like brand loyalty in practice. So if you're in business yourself, what are you doing? What are you doing to get you in front of the people that you need to be speaking to? The customers, and how are you making them loyal to you? What can you do to get them to walk past your competitors and come into your shop? Okay, that's it for me. I've rambled on enough about coffee. The next episode, very excited. I've got a proper copywriting legend coming and joining me. Oh, there's another C. There is a theme. I have to start thinking of C-lettered subjects to go forwards. But anyway, that's enough from me. Thank you for joining me. Do join me again soon if you would like to subscribe. This is going to be available to subscribe to very, very soon. Keep in touch with me on Twitter at eStudioMaximus or online at www.thebrandgladiator.com. I've been Neil, the Brand Gladiator, and I'll speak to you very soon. Bye. Brand new show.